Butterflies would turn someday.
Aaliyah was as amazing as she seems to be in video, in movies, in interviews. If you were there, it was such a wonderful thing. Yes, I was one of the people who every time she released something, I was just like, oh, what's she doing now? You know, because she was just, she was magic. So listen, yeah, I was there when the Vibe magazine, what a time, because Vibe magazine was an awesome magazine. And when it obtained the marriage certificate between Aaliyah and Robert Kelly, R. Kelly, that should have settled everything. There was a document, there was a date, there was a signature, and it was proof that an adult married a child. And that should have ended the confusion. But it didn't, because of the whole PR and all of that spin. And you know, I say PR, but it's the kind of PR that's done in families, that's done in all kind of circles, workplaces, communities, all kind of spaces. That really should have been the end of the confusion. We had a photo of a marriage certificate between an adult and a child. But, you know, there came denial. She denied it. Her family denied it. The industry closed ranks and denied it. And even if they didn't deny it, the fact that people kept moving like nothing happened. People just kept on, you know, kept on with the program. Not quietly, but certainly not uncertainly. Very firmly. Closing the door, we are moving on. As if the document itself needed to be argued out of existence. That's just the way it was. Now pause there, because this is where people get stuck. They look at that moment and say, well, if it were true, why did she deny it? Why would her family deny it? And they stop thinking right there. I mean, just stop. Don't move any further. But that's not where the thinking should collapse. That's not where it should stop. That's where it ought to begin. Because we're looking at patterns. When harm is close, when it's tied to power, money, reputation, or survival, truth is often the most dangerous thing in the room. So people do what human beings have always done under pressure, especially the most marginalized groups of people. They protect. They protect the image, the images of the circle, protect the opportunity, protect the family, protect the future. They've been told depends on your silence, even if it's a child. And sometimes they even protect the person causing the harm. Not because the harm didn't happen, but because the cost of saying it out loud feels a lot higher than the cost of holding it in. A denial is not always a contradiction. It's not always what you guys say, lie. She lied. When the victim says, this didn't happen. No, I was just, I don't know how that bruise happened. Oh, we were just doing this. We were just doing that. I've sat in court so many times when that has been said. The prosecution paraded a whole bunch of experts. The doctor that treated her when her eye socket was blown out saved her vision. All of that. But what you understand, if you're sitting in my place, if you've talked to her, if you've seen what happens when she doesn't, you know that sometimes the denial is strategy. It's strategy. I'm just trying to stay safe. Now, 15-year-old does not stand at the center of power. And we tragically lost Aaliyah at a very young age before she could even really step into the depth of her power. Now let's go back to her being 15. She stands inside of it. She stands inside of adults speaking, adults deciding, contracts moving around you, careers being shaped, money, lots of money, decisions being made around you, about you, and for you, on your behalf, told this is the best. You've always wanted this. This is the best for you. So when she says that didn't happen, instead of stopping the thinking where we stop the thinking and say, she lied. You have to ask, was that a free statement? Or was it the only safe option available? Or the safest option available? And what about the family? People expect families to tell the truth, especially when a young person's involved. But families, they also understand risk. Hey, they also understand what exposure can do. They understand what scandal can cost and how quickly doors can close and people put a lock on it forever. They're not just weighing the truth. They're weighing survival, even life, death, survival. Because when people like other people, it can get extremely dangerous. And the industry, that industry. I don't think there is a neutral industry on this planet. They're built on investment, image. And the ones that are built on profit, a scandal of that magnitude doesn't just touch one person, it threatens everything connected to them. So the instinct is not to reveal, it's to contain as best you can. Difficult thing for us who listen to hurt, pain of survivors is inside of that container, right there in the very center. It's a lot of hurt, a lot of pain. A person trying to heal while holding all of that together. That's the person folks don't want to see. So now bring it all together. A document exists. A marriage is later annulled. Annulled. We were told it didn't exist. Now it's annulled. Facts are slowly confirmed over time. And I'm going to tell you, people that escort the facts to the surface are not treated kindly. They're not welcome and they're not embraced. No parade for them. But in that moment, people just didn't know. The truth was denied in every direction. So when people say, but she said it wasn't true, now hold steady and answer with clarity. A deeper thinker says, you know, what I'm hearing is not proof that it didn't happen. I'm hearing what sounds like, this is what truth sounds like when it's under pressure. It said truth does say things like No, didn't happen. Don't know how I got this. Don't know how that happened. I just got a little bruised. It may even lash out at you. That's happened to me too. How dare you? But you understand that it's not personal. It's protection, it's strategy. It's survival. How dare you suggest that? Because this is the part that doesn't get taught. Victims do not always tell the truth immediately. We got to start talking about truth differently when we talk about victims and survivors. Families do not always confirm it. Systems, they don't ever rush to expose it. Sometimes they never acknowledge, yeah, we lied. I mean, you're like never going to get that. Ever. Not because nothing happened, but actually because something did. When the truth threatens power, the first response is rarely confession. Even from a child that should be protected, and adults should be looking and saying, yeah, but I have more questions. It's rarely a confession, or it's rarely bringing the truth to light. Because what does that mean? What would that mean to bring that truth to light? That's a scary thing. That's going to reorder everything you know. And exactly what does that mean? What does that entail? Because I know this is not safe. What's going on over there on the other side when I tell the truth? What's going to happen? So for children, for women, it's often, it's strategy. It's coordination. It's trying to contain things the best you can in a world that just doesn't like this truth thing. Doesn't like it. The paper didn't lie. It didn't lie. If you understand certain things, the confusion clears. You stop asking why the truth wasn't spoken cleanly. And see, that's a you thing. That's you getting more curious about what you're not being told, what you haven't heard, what you don't know, what knowledge you might want to consider pursuing about how domestic violence, about abuse against children works, about how people keep getting away with it in your face. Because she was a child. And some of these other people we're speaking of, so young. Even back to Tina Turner, like when they locked these folks in, so young, so naive, so needy, so all of that. You who claim you are not those things, people are manipulating right there in your face. And what is it that you become soldiers for that rather than soldiers against that? So at some point you stop asking why the truth wasn't spoken cleanly, and you start asking what kind of environment makes the truth so hard to speak truth at all. What kind of environment are we running here? What we got going on? These spaces, these circles. These communities, what do we have? What kind of show are we running? You start asking that. Why do we make the truth so hard to say? And what can we do to change that? What can we do to change that? And that's where the real story, that's where it really lives, because outside of that, it just keeps happening again and again and again on repeat. Anyway, thanks guys for listening. You all protect your greatness, including the children, the women, the vulnerable people, the elderly women, the disabled women around you. Protect your greatness. Thanks for listening.
This is Tanya GJ Prince. Thanks for listening. Y'all be great.